And every morning he found mushrooms ready for him to sell. People came from far and wide to buy the beautiful shoes. One day the smoker's wife said, "We are very lucky. We have had too many crates of shoes made for us. But how can we find out who is doing all the work? We will stay awake tonight," said the shoemaker. "Then we will see who is coming to help us." So that night, after the shoemaker had cut the ladder, he made his wife went upstairs. They sat and watched and waited. Then at midnight, the shoemaker and his wife had a great surprise. They saw two tiny eyes climb in the window and jump down onto the table. The eyes ran to the ladder and began to stick. When they had finished making the shoes, the eyes disappeared out the window. The shoemaker's wife said, "The tiny eyes have made all those shoes for us. But what can we do from them?" "The eyes had very arch closed," said the shoemaker. "Yes, they did," said the shoemaker's wife. "I could make some new clothes for them." So the shoemaker's wife stitched all day, and by nightfall she had made new clothes for the eyes. The shoemaker filled some soft leather and he made two pairs of tiny shoes. "Let us put the clothes here on the table where the eyes will see them," said the shoemaker's wife. Once again, the shoemaker and his wife saw the little eyes come in through the window at midnight. The eyes ran to the clothes and put them on. They laughed and danced together at the table. On the table, then, with a hop and a jump, they disappeared out the window and were never seen again. And the king's shoemaker and his wife lived happily ever after, making beautiful shoes just as the eyes had done.